This is Boston Accents Podcast, episode 13, recorded on August 12th, 2021 at Pain Cave 3. In this episode, we'll regale you with tales of our trip to Chicago to see False Negative, so crack a couple brew dogs and come hang with us.
This one's
the fucking Boston Accents Podcast. There's a
button, there's a button for PDF. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Born and raised in Quincy.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Quincy Kid.
Boston Accents.
Dorchester.
Dude, he's a good kid.
Boston Accents.
Revere.
Then he's seen the car, so he started running down here.
Hi! Yeah!
Still muted, dude.
Woo!
How you guys feeling right now?
Pretty bad.
Feeling pretty good.
Feeling pretty bad about you guys.
Yeah, that's the usual.
Woo! So it's episode... I don't have to do an insert.
12?
I think it's 13, maybe.
It's definitely the 12th episode where we blew all our energy telling funny stories way before we hit record.
Which was weird that we did that. We've never done that before.
You're going to kick out the power strip this time and
probably shut it off?
Oh, we're going to get to that because we actually deleted a bunch of shit. But that's not the most important thing that happened in the last 11 fucking weeks.
I just want
to make it very clear. I want to do this shit every week. These two fucking buffoons.
We do it every week, don't
buffoons.
We?
Buffoons. Take offense at bozos.
Okay, how about a maroon?
Maroon cartoon.
These two maroons. Fucking, dude, I'm fucking tired. I'm this, I'm that.
I'm in a lifelong fucking argument with somebody, by the way, from Quincy that maroon isn't a word.
It's definitely a crayon, dude.
It's definitely a fucking Who Framed Roger Rabbit insult.
Yeah, what
it's
a maroon.
Magenta. It's magenta is the
maroon.
Crayon.
Maroon. It's the Looney Tunes. That's a
maroon cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to freeze frame it on Jessica Rabbit's tit. It's fucking absolute balloons. Not the fucking Olympics, but we're going to get to that in a minute.
Maroon balloons.
I don't even remember Roger Rabbit.
It's not as bad as Howard the Duck, but I think it's still
sad. I actually never saw Howard the Duck.
There's actually a duck tit at the end of fucking Howard the Duck, dude. At the end, it's like it's not CGI. It's like some dude spent a shitload of money to make like a duck with like
tits. Who was the legit actor that was in that? It was
Leah Thompson.
Yeah, from Back to the Future.
Marty McFly's mom that tries to fuck him in the movie.
Oh, yeah. She likes to get fucking paid. Oh, so before we get into this awesome story we're about to tell you, we got to send a shout out to someone. This is fucking gigantic.
The dude who bought all the beers.
That's the thing that you do when you like. I want to like lead in and then just like tell the end of the story. That remember before this, I was like, don't do that. That's the thing.
I did that on purpose.
Sure you did.
Give me the coin.
So anyway, are you feeling shame? Hey, big shout out to Dan Burden, our fucking boy.
Birdman of Alcatraz, baby.
What's up, dude? Hey, fucking dude, thank you so much. He's the first person on Patreon to go to the VIP scumbag level, which is fucking awesome. He bought us our beers tonight, man. He bought us Carlsbergs, a bunch of other shit. We're fucking boozing.
I knew you were a scumbag from day one, but now it's official, man. It's on the record.
I bet you he's bummed out at the return for that.
No, I think that he's fucking psyched. Dude, he's fucking awesome. He loves like Bolt Thrower.
I think he was trying to bill us.
Oh, did you send him like Bolt Thrower records or something?
No, I talked to him about it before, though. He like knows his shit on all that old awesome stuff.
I feel like we just robbed people of their money.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
I can just mute his whole track there.
Anyway. Why would you do that?
No, every time I say I'm going to do it, I don't do it because it just makes it weirder, and I like awkwardness. Hey, Dan, thanks, dude.
Yeah, we
fucking appreciate these beers, man. Yeah.
Also, shout out to Ian.
Oh, yeah, the OG.
Another fucking dude who sent money over here. We actually sent him a huge care package. What?
Sorry, I cut you off. Sorry.
We're going to let everyone finish their sentences.
Finish your sentences. Sorry, I even caught myself that time.
No, go ahead. What you had to say was more important than us giving a shout out to the first person who gave us money in this fucking podcast.
Sorry, I cut you off.
We sent you a massive care package, care of first class delivery. It's got all types of cool shit in it. It's got expired episodes. Unaired episodes.
Not just that shirt I sent him. There's like another package,
right? Tons of fucking food and drinks.
VHS
stuff
tapes.
That holds up in the mail.
Yeah. Bunch of clam chowder.
The new vaccine.
The old vaccine.
Yeah. LP.
That 5-inch record from Vaccine.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm done. I cut you off. I feel bad. I have shame. I need to go
call
to grace.
Call Nick the Knife because he gets right
grace.
In the middle of the sentence.
Hey, Bob, didn't that dude from Vaccine play drums for MFP once?
Did he really?
Brendan did.
No, Brendan did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one we
wasn't he like a dude from Vaccine?
No, he never played in Vaccine. Oh. Shums, the only dude I know from Vaccine was Shumsky.
Oh, then fuck it. I'm deleting that then.
As far as we can tell, Shumsky's either one of them haven't donated to this podcast.
It's
if they're out
time.
There listening, send some cash over. We'll give you a shout out.
5-inch or 3-inch CDs. Remember the 3-inch H100 CD?
Yeah, CNC Music Factory, dude.
Wait, your CNC Music Factory was a mini?
CD that came in a 12-pack.
Did it come with an adapter, or did you need to get a special CD player?
No, I had a shitty fucking CD player from that Radio Shack up near the fucking place that we talked about that had like a little thing plastic molds built into it.
Oh, where they you probably could put it?
Expected mini CDs to be a thing.
I had one of those too. It was like a little like dip.
Yeah, it was like a little. Actually, when you dip, we dip.
I want somebody to help me out. There was H100's 3-inch CD. I think there was a drop-dead 3-inch CD.
You're missing the most important one of all.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
AC/DC Heatseeker single had Snake Eyes.
Wait, was it 3? It was like a good song.
It was like, so it looked like a CD, but it came with an adapter because, like, I guess, like, in Australia, they didn't know that we were going to have these CD players, like, the little dip.
Yeah, they were way behind.
So, like, you, like, clipped it into this fucking thing that you could put in a regular CD player.
Man,
Snake Eyes, man. They're watching you. Watch out.
For some reason, I think it was a Chokehold 3-inch CD or something. Oh, somebody email in and help us out.
Chokehold hates the Bible so fucking much.
Somebody who knows
the 3-inch Bible.
Email us and let
me
know.
The first 7-inch kind of sucks. The second 7-inch is so hard. What's the song called? Anchor? What's like the?
I never liked that band. I can't.
No, something, something, male being.
For some reason, I thought they sounded like Snapcase.
Book of Lies.
Oh, that sucks.
That's the meanest thing you could say to someone ever in history. So anyway, hey, welcome to fucking... Chapter 13 of this book that hopefully fucking ends soon.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Chapter 16.
George R.R. Martin sold HBO the rest of the rights to our book, so they're probably going to fucking ruin
it.
Any
day now, baby. It's out.
So, something fucking... okay, first of all, wait. So, you thought the Sublime cover band was bad? There's like this Tool...
We moved to a new building, and these guys just followed us right down
the road. Pancave 3 sucks.
Yeah, man.
What's that band like? This girl is on fire from the Banshee. What the fuck is that shit called?
Chokehold.
Yeah, so it's a Chokehold Tool cover
band. That
was
the B-side of the 3-inch CD.
Fuck. Yeah. Dude, this is like, it's like really bad music, and it's really fucking loud. There's two rooms of this entire building being used. It's awesome, that one. Fuck.
They sound like modern day like indie rock, right? Is that what that is?
What?
Like,
who's that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what style it is.
We should just hold on. Well, no one talk for a couple minutes. We'll figure out what style this is. That's where the money comes
Nobody
in.
Talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Guitar
20
rock.
20 to 30 minutes.
It'll probably be funnier than us talking.
Is this like current day guitar rock?
I think so, dude. It's definitely rocking.
Is it?
Anyway, so fucking last weekend or two weekends ago, whenever it was, July.
Just say last weekend. No one could.
30th.
The day before my fucking birthday.
Speaking of rocking, yeah.
We did something fucking awesome, so... Before we get into what we really did, Bub, I know you want to tell them what we did, but we're going to just go gradually. So Thursday night,
fuck's sake.
We fucking go to Revere. We go to Bob's place. Then we go, what was the bar called?
Hugh O'Neill's, baby.
We go to Hugh O'Neill's
Medford
to check
Mass.
Out.
Fucking, is it Medford?
Medford?
Malden.
Malden?
Same thing, dude.
What? Yeah, we're from Quincy. Yeah. It's all the same.
Maldito.
Mass. Maldito trees.
And Tokyo Drift was fucking playing.
What, Tokyo Tramps.
Tell me
Tokyo Tramps.
Tramps. What's Tokyo Drift?
That sounds like one of those Fast and Furious movies,
yeah. It is one of those Fast and Furious movies. It's the only one anyone's ever seen.
Fast 7, your seatbelt. Oh, Fast 10,
is that the
your
one Paul Walker actually died in or something?
No, that was the last one. Oh. And actually, there's three more after that, I think, where they all just CGI him as a ghost into the car.
So tell me about Tokyo Tramps. Tell me about the fucking
You
scene.
Were there.
Yeah, what's up?
Fucking sick. We're gonna splice in some of their music because I did record some of them. They came over to our table. So it's a guy and his wife. Let's just say they're a guy and a wife duo.
Yeah.
And some fucking nerd on the drums. They're from Japan. I think they moved over to America in when? Like the 80s or something like that?
Long time ago.
Honestly, you know more than I do. They
moved down to this. They love fucking rock and roll. So they moved to the South. They learned how to play like legit R&B, shit-kicking rock and roll. They're like a bar band that just travels around Malden. I think only Malden.
Only Malden. Dude, the
rock and roll capital of the world.
On
all your favorite restaurants
in
Malden.
Yeah, she's like straight up Lemmy on bass. The dude is like a fucking nasty Chuck Berry. And they just... shred the fuck out of that place. It's like unholy.
You've got video of his crotch, don't you? Pretty much.
I was trying to fucking
when he came over and snorted over to you.
Because what happened was we're fucking just drinking beers, and this dude's such a legend. He's absolutely shredding. Like he's like
top
showman. He's like 60 years old.
Yeah, they're fucking old. Yeah.
Like not even dad blues shredding. Like real fucking shred. And he comes over. He just like fucking stands in front of our table and just fucking rips it. It was so sick, dude.
Blew the fries off the plate. Took the macaroni off the table.
Wasn't he playing it? At one point, he put it on the bar and he had like a glass of water and he was
he had a pint. And he was doing the slide guitar with his pint. And they also covered fucking ZZ Top.
It was the day the dude from ZZ Top died. Yeah, so he picked up a dude's fucking pint glass. The guitar's flat like a fucking pedal steel on the bar. And he's like using the fucking bottom of the glass to play fucking ZZ Top songs. It was insane.
It's one of the more entertaining, like, going to a bar, listening to a live band that I've been entertained by in a long time.
It's actually, like, scientifically, it's the only time in world history that a bar rock band has been sick as fuck.
Yeah, agreed. We were going to buy t-shirts, but we got freaked out and we left.
I know, we forgot to buy the t-shirt. Now I got to go see them just so I can buy a t-shirt.
They have a tie-dye one. Yeah. I'm fucking getting it.
Oh, man. Does anybody look when they're playing again?
Yeah, it's on their website, tokyotramps.com.
Yeah, I can't be bothered.
Can I
just email rockstar1313666@gmail.com?
Oh, yeah.
That's their booking agent.
Hey, before we get into the story, we want to fucking read some emails, but you guys been fucking slacking.
Nobody's listening.
Listen, all you measly listeners, you little bitches. Send some fucking emails to bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com. Now. After the episode. Now. During the episode.
Oh, shit.
Now.
We just got one. It just came in.
Oh.
This one's from Capital One, and it says your card statement is ready. Oh, that's actually for me.
Oh, fuck.
Never mind, dude.
Never you mind. So we wake up the next day. It's fucking pretty early, dude. I'm on an inflatable thing in Bob's living room. His beautiful house.
Inflatable thing.
What kind of inflatable thing?
Not the kind
Something grew overnight. It was in his living room.
I think it was different than
That's
the
a nice air mattress, wasn't it?
It was fucking gorgeous, dude. It was very comfortable.
Yeah, out of flesh.
I was probably snoring all fucking night. We wake
up
at
you had
six.
The white noise machine.
I brought the white noise machine because I'm a fucking weirdo.
Come on, boys.
We jump in the fucking car. Bob's wife drives us to Logan because we're going to Chicago to surprise one of our buddies, which we'll get to in a minute.
His wife.
We get to the airport, right? Bob fucking hates flying. Like, I made him cry before on a fucking flight because I'm a hot shit.
Yeah, man, this guy was... more nervous than the fucking hijackers coming to the airport.
And then
coming to Logan.
Dude, he loses his fucking phone in the car on the way into the airport to the point of where, like, he's like, I'm not going on the trip. And we're like, dude, you're going on the trip. We'll get you a new phone. Don't worry. We go into the airport. He doesn't have his fucking phone. It ends up it's in the car.
Yeah.
Pretty
it,
fucking
it, You have a fucking, what is it, Hyundai? What is it, Miata?
She'd come back. It? It's a Mazda.
Mazda.
Come on. I'm not a fucking deadbeat. Come
I don't know what the fuck the difference. I don't even have a car.
Well,
I don't know
Hyundai's
who fucking builds a car where the side panel goes into the engine of the car for no reason.
Swallow the phone. But I was so aggravated that
the thing drifted into the fucking
it.
Internal combustion.
Yeah, that was very aggravating, just because there's so much work that you shouldn't even been worried about work because I was going away to have fun with you guys and drink like 8 million beers. But
it's a lot
of
work.
Still, it was Friday, and I kind of didn't tell anybody I was going away.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Just because I can't tell anybody I'm going somewhere. I have to literally like go dark and. Dude, honestly, like, I'm ready to just fucking hang myself.
It's easy to just lie to everyone about
I've
what
had it. I've just had it. I've just had it.
Your car took care of it for you. It fucking hit your phone.
Well, we all won. Okay, because last...
You got me to get an iPhone.
Last
I got
episode,
an iPhone.
I didn't sample it because I didn't want to be a dick, but you literally go, I will never get an iPhone. I will always have an Android 3 weeks later. Fucking
dude, honestly,
iPhone.
Like, I'm like 2 weeks in now. It's fucking miserable. Sucks.
What sucks about it, dude?
It just doesn't connect to Bluetooth like as easy as my Samsung did. It does. Huh. There's a few things it just doesn't do as flawlessly.
Just fucking put it in your car and let it get lost in the.
Once it goes in the side panel,
muffler or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
No. All right. So anyway,
fucking.
Get on the plane.
We
fly to fucking Chicago.
We get Bob a new fucking phone. We got to rent a car. But the thing is,
hold on. We drive straight to a mini mall so we can because you put it like Sprint store in your phone in the GPS. And you're like, oh, let's go to this place. And then he goes in there, and he's in there for days.
He was in there for a fucking while.
But they were, like, awesome. They were nice. Like, it wasn't like getting a phone here, man, where they treat you like the last phone I got where I shit in the fucking parking lot and broke the thing into a fucking million pieces. It wasn't like that.
Jesus. Like the new phone you had just gotten, you broke it?
No, during the initial pandemic thing when I needed to get a new phone, my original iPhone died. I told you a story with a guy.
I was wondering what you broke into a million pieces.
We can tell the story another time.
What did you break into a million pieces?
My phone.
Now, man.
That you had just bought.
No, that I had just bought. I was trying to upgrade my phone, but the guy kept asking me, where's the other phone? I'm like, the other phone doesn't work. It's broke. Ignore it. He's like, well, I need the other phone. I'm like, let's pretend that this phone doesn't exist. And finally, I get into Best Buy after like, I was out in the parking lot in the Square One Mall for like 4 hours.
Why just give him the phone?
Because it was broken. And it there was no reason. I didn't need to give him the phone. It was I own the fucking phone, whatever. So by the time that I had shit on the upper level of the deck, I had wiped my ass with my t-shirt I had in the back of the car. I just took. He had me so enraged. I just took the phone. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna solve this problem. Phone. I just chucked it off the wall in the vestibule. This thing just shattered into a million pieces. I was like, no, there's no phone. So let's. Can we just? Can we just upgrade and just get me a new
phone?
He's
like, you owe me $400 more now.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
But anyways, this place where we were in
I'll take a burger
where the fuck were we again? Like right out of Chicago? Everybody was so friendly. Like yeah. They just literally wanted to help me. They just wanted to help me. Just wanted to get me a new phone.
They wanted to get you out of the
iPhone.
Store. Out of the parking
get
lot.
This guy when you went there was like a note. Like this customer can get violent. He might like shit on you.
This guy, don't let him in the vestibule, whatever the hell that fucking
no,
is.
No, it was fantastic.
We get the phone. We eat some fucking, what are they called? Hot dogs.
Yeah, why
Red
get,
Hots?
Actually, why did you get a Philly cheesesteak? That's what
I'm retarded.
It drove
was
me
weird.
Fucking insane.
That was
I was
definitely
like,
weird.
Did he just get a Philly cheesesteak? We're getting Italian beefs.
We got Italian beefs.
When in Rome, baby.
Then we got, they call hot dogs Red Hots. We got like Chicago dogs.
Yeah, anybody from Philly listening to this, I'm sure you're knocked. I'm not sure if you got the internet down there, but like, dude, they don't make Philly cheesesteaks in Chicago.
Nah.
They're not that good, dude.
Oh, the shit was decent. We keep driving south. Our first destination is Wapella. We got to go to the Irish
Woo!
Circle.
Pelicans, dude.
We might be able to upload that fucking video.
Yeah, you have to.
We pull into Sean's hometown. So we're going to like surprise Sean Hall and, you know, neutral accents, false negatives, playing a show. We're going to surprise him, but the show is in Bloomingville?
Bloomington.
Normal, yeah.
And but we have to go to his hometown first, to go to his hometown bar, Irish Circle. We walk into this place, and it is fucking the greatest bar.
Yeah, ever.
It's
of gorgeous. All time.
It's beautiful. Literally surrounded by cornfields. Like, I'm not fucking with you. Like, actual, like, real cornfields with corn.
This was Anytown, USA, and by God, man, I'm standing up and saluting the flag.
It's basically his road in those two fucking bars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's Wapella.
And his house is sick.
And just silos and
not to
corn.
Be drove by.
couple times.
But do we walk in? We're like, hi. And like, it's like five dudes that have been drinking there since 7 in the morning, then us. And they're like, oh, you guys look different than everyone else in here. We're like, hi, what can I get you? We're like, we'll take 3 Bud Lights. She's like, okay, that's $3. I'm like, wait, what'd you say?
Dude, like, oh, I almost shit my pants in the parking lot and fired my phone off the wall when she said that. That's like, this is the cheapest bar I've ever been in my life. Wait, if that was Dorchester, it'd be $45.
Every night was a different dollar beer night. Natty Ice or Natural Light was like one night. Like Bush was another night. Fucking
dude,
every,
it said a happy hour, but yeah. It was like 6 a.m. to like
yeah,
12
it's,
p.m.
It
like, dude, it's a fucking
long
hour,
We went
on
Bud Light Day. Like,
the food looked... We didn't even get the food. The food looked actually amazing. Like, I gotta... That's...
No time for food, dude.
My only beef was... Oh, no, they had the hollowed-out keg toilets.
Oh, your favorite.
It's like the greatest thing of all time.
You also had a rack of clothes that you were going through like you were in fucking Marshalls, digging through that bunch of
shirts. I was in fucking Savers.
Had to have an Irish
Circle
shirt,
dude, you were like,
shirt,
the shirt
man.
Up against you, like, trying it up for size. Like, you almost got us killed in that
dude,
bar.
That was... Don't even bring that up. That brings back memories as a kid in Stewart's fucking in the racks because my mother wanted me to try clothes on.
Or would you hide in the middle?
Yeah, she put us in the middle. No, I don't want to go there. It brings back bad memories.
Dollar Beer Night at Filey's basement.
How about Dollar Beer Night at fucking TV's?
Yeah. But dude, that whole weekend.
Well, hey, what did we listen to the whole ride down there?
False
well, you guys
negative,
did.
Man.
False
doing
negative.
Homework.
False negative.
People
false
have done
negative.
Less homework to get into MIT than we were doing on this fucking show. We're like, just, this is our friend's band. So obviously, we've never listened to it once in our lives.
I had listened to it.
Better like fucking cram because we want to like know all the lyrics and like freak them out when you get to the show.
I'm
going to
throw
like,
my... Backpack. I did better than you two assholes.
You did.
And you guys studied it like
did better.
Nerds.
Like how are you quantifying that? Did better where, when?
I was reading a different band's lyrics.
Well, because he had to break the lyric sheet out during.
That was the fucking B-side joke.
Hey, we're gonna get. So it's hard for people that weren't with us to listen to it when
keep
it's
going,
not linear.
Just keep going. Nothing I ever say is linear. So don't bust my fucking balls.
I'm trying to keep you in line. So
we listened
to their demo 1,000 times. We listened to fucking the
live at
Rob's
house,
Rob's,
dude.
So good.
Spoiler alert.
I'm gonna play that actually at the end of the show today when we sign off after Bioheadache. We're gonna fucking play live at Rob's the whole thing so you guys can check it out. It's like 10 minutes.
We'll get
like
sued.
15 songs.
Sickest
awesome.
Thing too is how Bob was just pissed off that like Sean did something good in his life and he's like, for fuck's sake, yeah, it's pretty good, man. What are these lyrics about? Like in the backseat yelling. It's like everybody in the car knows that this demo's good.
It's
man.
Like real
it's good
like
shit.
I actually said it was good. Don't you dare do that. I
you said it was good the way like if somebody like spills like a delicious
no,
beer.
Oh
in
now
lap.
You no, you fucking you bastards.
It's written there. It's written right there.
No.
All right, so we get to the show and it's at this like actually pretty cool fucking club in Bloomington, Illinois.
You missed out the hotel rooms.
Oh,
can't tell a story.
We got.
Go ahead. Well,
when I was putting the agenda,
no, fire it away. Go ahead.
He's the leader. He's just been telling me that I'm not linear.
Mister, I get meatball subs at a Mexican restaurant in Lemonson.
Well, you had the one that just blood fucking spattered.
Oh yeah,
right?
Everything in my room was covered in dried blood. Like they tried to wash it. Like God bless them, they did their best, but.
So, dude, we were at this
bed
fucking...
sheets, everything. I came in the room. I was on the downstairs. So these guys had two upstairs rooms. I had a downstairs room. It's like, it was in McLean, Illinois.
It's a truck stop like 30 minutes away from the show. It was the closest we could get.
Shout out to Luke. You're never going to listen to this podcast. You fucking hate it already. But like, if your kid listens to it 20 years from now.
Place is awesome. I love
McLean,
that
Illinois. So downstairs, walked into the room. The second I opened the door, it smells like somebody was, like the fucking smoking man from the X-Files was in there for 30 years. You're ripping butts and bleeding profusely. I don't know how your guys' room is.
Dude, you texted me and you're like, does your room also have like a blood stain on the floor and on the towels? And I was like,
every
no,
towel had
I think,
one.
I think
even the little towels that no one uses for you, like, yeah. Like,
I think that the flight of stairs just level everything.
The blood couldn't
go
up the stairs.
Yeah. But I had the one where you just, I could watch TV and shit at the same time. The toilet was angled so the door would open.
Oh,
and
yeah, dude.
You could literally just watch the TV and shit. It was fantastic.
And the clincher for this whole thing is those rooms, we each, all three of us had our own king bedroom.
Yeah, it was
$65
awesome.
A night.
Came in handy when Sean slept with me.
I bet he did.
But anyways, so we got that out of the way. Slots, baby, slots.
So then we never went to slots. So there was like a video slot.
Yeah, we
slot,
didn't need to go.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. So we leave, we go to the show, we get to this fucking club. It's awesome. They have like craft fucking chief beers. They have
once again reminded the plan is that we go to the show without Sean seeing us. We wait for his band to get on stage and right about to play, and we surprise him because this is like 2 hours away from Chicago.
There's no way we're going. Obviously,
this is the ultimate plan. We fly out there. We keep everything off the radar and like so. Yeah, everyone's at a show.
So we get to this show and like most shows, everyone's in like a black T-shirt with white writing. Yeah, you know, like the usual shit. Cool and like Bob was like, I want to dress. And like stuff that I like. So he wears this fucking like bright baby blue, like vintage St. Louis Cardinals fucking, or was it Cincinnati Reds? I don't even know what it was.
No, it was Cardinals. Because you were trying to go against the fucking Chicago scene.
Yeah. Like button down, like authentic baseball jersey. So
you could have worn a fucking KKK outfit and been less like auspicious than that.
Like every single person in the fucking crowd, the people that didn't know, everyone's like, who is that guy in the baby blue?
Yeah, like the lighting guy like whirled the light around. Like
he's the one asshole without a black t-shirt. Wow, he's awesome.
And then, so the drummer of Sean's band walks by. He goes, hey, are you Bob? And we're like, are you fucking serious? 2 minutes later, Sean comes over and he's like, oh my God, I'm like, what are you guys doing here?
He's about to
fucking start crying.
Full
like, no,
sweat.
Dude, like, we're here because you're our bro. Like, it's fucking cool. Your
full
band
sweat,
rules.
Bucket hat sticking out of the back pocket.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He had on a Life's Blood t-shirt, though. He knows what's up.
Yeah, what's up? I don't know. It kind of counterbalances that bucket hat.
There it is. A little bit of a dig every time. They get up
can't
there.
Can't let him get away with anything.
They stop playing the
dude,
show.
Dude, who puts a bucket hat in their back pocket? I don't know. Whatever, man.
Gotta keep something in your back pocket for all times.
Justin puts one on his head when we go to Newtown Cafe.
Yeah, shout out to Newtown. Fun. I've been
Newtown
possibly
grew.
Working. Actually, definitely not working.
What's up, Justin?
Go ahead, then.
Hey, you guys didn't get to ask a photo taken because you look like Telly Savalas. So I got that.
Yeah.
That was me.
Okay. Who was that, a little girl? Came up to you?
No, was that weird guy with all the piercings in his face and everything? Yeah. He loves Joe Hawk.
Sight unseen,
idols,
has never seen you before.
He idolizes Joe Hawk.
Yeah,
so
get out there. You look like a king,
of,
man.
That's brutal.
We came up to you, and he's like, dude, you look like Telly Savalas. Going to take a picture of you.
He's like, hey, man, you might take this the wrong way. I mean, I was like, there's nothing you can do to hurt my feelings, believe me. I was like, I stink. I was like, and I just took the picture. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a compliment. He's a good-looking guy.
He's like, hey, man, I can get you on the list for the next Seven Dust show.
I got to give him credit. He's like a young guy, so the fact he even knew who Telly Savalas was is a miracle.
He might have just made up a name.
Yeah, someone just said, hey, you won't go say this to that guy. Here's $5. So anyways, band's playing, the fucking set rules.
Yeah, they're great.
I hate to admit it. Yeah, they're awesome.
And Sean's banter in between songs is like the most, like, dude, he's fucking awesome.
Two good stage presence.
So you guys might remember from a few episodes ago, Bob got really bent out of shape when Sean said something. So we're just standing there in the middle of the fucking set, and then this happens.
Negativity scene!
What?
Negativity scene!
A merry fuck kill.
Like, said that with such fucking gusto.
Dude, he fucking absolutely.
Can't hear so well because of Guster or whoever's playing next door. But like,
I'm going to try it one more
some
time.
Reason, like,
we're going to try it one more time.
He brought the house down.
That's Bob Yell negativity scene.
They played it.
A merry fuck kill.
Burned alive, dude. Not since Joan of Arc has somebody been burned alive that hard.
It was the most class. So in case you couldn't hear it because of fucking Tool or whatever it is.
I like Guster.
He did marry
can't
fuck
Tool
kill.
And Guster's prex.
To like pierce me Bob.
Off the cuff, man. Sean, you're on the ball with that shit.
That shit was fuck. It was like the greatest banter of all time.
Three morons show up and you were ready for action, dude.
I will always say it. I hate to give my friends any compliments, but the fucking band's good. He's good. It's fantastic. They were great.
Yeah, they were fucking awesome.
Drummer's awesome.
Also the fact that they didn't practice negativity scene.
And then they just
and they
played
still pulled
it
off really good.
They had to play. If they didn't play that, there would have been fucking pandemonium. They were playing that fucking song if I had to get up and play the fucking thing.
Like Sean, heads up. Catch a Charge is a worse song than that by like a lot. By like a leaps and bounds. You got to play
also the brand new song you wrote about boiling your water is the fucking jam, dude.
Oh, I forgot to sample that.
Water meters, baby.
You really
water
wrote
meters.
A song wrote about a song this? Then we get shit faced.
$2 bushes. $2 bushes.
Oh, yeah. $2 bushes. So this place was expensive. Every beer was $2. You can literally go out in like Southern Illinois, whatever the fuck we were at. I don't know. Yeah. And you pay like $24 and get blacked out. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fucking tab was $18. I've never seen that in my life. Like, I was 5 years old drinking. I didn't see that shit. It was fucking insane.
Got a free beer with a white t-shirt out there. I'm very proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, actually, the bartender was awesome, yeah.
Went to some suspect-ass Irish pub down the street before that show. Remember that, to get fish and chips?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah.
With that fucking hot-ass waitress.
That was, the food wasn't very good there, though.
You know why?
Why?
Gotta keep them separated.
Got him.
Oh, fucking boy.
Gotta keep them separated.
Is that even the fucking band? Is that just some dude?
I found like a vocal isolation track.
That's not from that song, is it?
100%.
It's okay. False Negative is going to sue us if they don't.
Go ahead. Hire a lawyer.
Steeps.
All right. So then we go to sleep. We fucking party. Your boy John Holland was in the house. We went to like this like supposed like
total
biker
legend
bar.
Flag rim. Legend.
So much.
I threw that fucking dude in an Uber again. Second time. I met hung with him twice. I had to throw him in a fucking Uber both times.
Greatest move of all time. That guy pulled when he's like, guys, come back to my house. I got beers, food. No, you're like, what food do you have? He's like, I don't really have
any food. He had sandwiches. He was going to make us sandwiches. And then he had no food. I'm like, wait a minute. How'd you go from making bologna sandwiches to no food?
Bologna sisters.
You also asked, dude, like, can you make me an Italian sandwich? The guy looked at you like you spoke fucking Martian.
I just, you know what?
He's never even fucking been called that.
I just
want
to know something. How do 20% on your phone is definitely enough to get an Uber.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He just doesn't like fucking, you know, whatever.
Sure, gotta be quick. Walmart's got it back in stock, baby.
Let's go. Dude, fucking refresh. Holding that button. We leave. And then we're fucking cruising up to Chicago the next day. So it's Saturday. It's my fucking birthday. I turned 45. Oh, yeah. Fucking great day.
Still alive at 45.
And Pierce is like, dude, there's this fucking pizza place that everyone fucking knows about. And like, no one's ever heard of this shit. Because he like knows all this fucking insane shit. It's called Casey's, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Known for their fucking truck stop pizza. Dude, tell me about it,
Bob just fucking died.
Bob's kneeling on the floor right now.
Praying like a virgin video. Jesus Christ, dude.
Michael Jackson.
All right, yeah, so
he.
Anybody in the Midwest who listens to this, which they obviously are, they don't have the internet yet, but when they get it, like, they're probably going to leech it off Philly, but when they hear this, it's going to be good. So Casey's gas station pizza is like a thing out there, and I've been like reading about it for a couple years. It's like, oh, like it's like a weird regional thing, and weird regional things are kind of like, when you go to that region, you got to get weird with the thing.
You got to get weird.
So like, we got to like look up Casey's. There's a fucking billion of them. They all look insane. And they're kind of like the Wawa of like the Midwest.
Exactly.
They have like a little station in the back with some fucking meth addicts just cook you some pizza. Yeah. And I'm like, man, we gotta get some fucking Casey's pizza. I just wanted to check that off the list. So we go to one. I have the actual address of this place because I looked up the Yelp because I want to like try to find a picture of the dude who's working the counter.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's a guy working the counter who's like, dude, if there's a level 3 sex offender, this guy is the fucking pope of that. He's like level 22. Maxed out stats, sex offender. He looks insane. Like, he's covered in a layer of slime and grease. He has one tattoo on his forearm. It's a giraffe. Which is like, dude, like, what fucking tattoo parlor okayed that?
If you look at it from the right angle, it says, come into my van for candy.
Yeah. Dude, anybody who comes in, like, looking with that body shape and that, like, look on his face and wants, like, a giraffe tattoo.
He was translucent,
too. Shoot him on sight and put him out because it's, like, fucking problems. So we get on the side. We're like, yeah, we want to order some pizzas. So obviously, we kind of fucked things up because they have like a sandwich station. We don't know what the hell we're like. We have East Coast manners. Like, we're trying to be like nice guys.
Oh, it's out there.
We're standing at the thing that says order here. And he's like, oh, you guys don't want sandwiches. I guess you want pizzas. You have to yell it into the back room for some reason. Like some fucking absurd shit.
There was no fucking directions anywhere.
Yeah, it was chaos in there, dude. In your face.
In your face.
So we order it. These pizzas, spoiler, like actually fucking decent, man.
Not, dude,
fucking
for a fucking
halfway
truck stop?
Decent.
Yeah. Multiple, legit. Multitude of fucking toppings, too. The toppings were
absolutely
insane.
Spicy fucking pepperonis and shit.
Yeah, like, there's more than one kind of fucking, like, I got spicy sausage. Are you jerking me off? Like, they have regular sausage,
I definitely enjoy the sausage much more than the pepperoni.
Don't you always enjoy the sausage?
Hold on for a second.
No.
Something happened to you because you went to the bathroom and you were like, I can't talk about it right now.
No, I don't want to tell.
Did we ever hear about it?
Yeah, we did hear about it. This story is made for this shit.
No, there's other stuff on the agenda we got to get to.
Well,
as you guys are ordering pizzas, I shit on the floor because I can't. I had. I,
You guys
un-fucking
realize
fucking believable.
Well, I'm a nightmare to travel.
You're a knight in shining armor.
How many times do I have to piss? I have to piss like every 5 minutes, right? Yeah, yeah. My prostate is like gigantic. You could literally tickle it from like 5 feet away from me. You could just like look at it and I get a fucking boner.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
Like, so when I got in there, I had to pee so bad. Like, all of a sudden, my body's like, all right, you got to one or the other. Like, you got to figure out what you want to do. And like, I kind of like tried to let it out, and then I just like whoop, like I blew out a nugget like on the floor.
Oh yeah, right. You shot a nugget across. He came out of the bathroom wearing shorts. We were like, what the fuck's going on?
What happened to your shit?
Like, you're like, oh, don't worry about it, man. Like, I'm out of here. I'll tell you later. But you're like, you had like a wardrobe change in the fucking gas station.
Yeah, fucking wild.
Wardrobe malfunction.
But
things are malfunctioning.
Like trying to do the best I can. Like can't hit, like body's just not allowing me to do certain functions. Like I gotta pick one or the other.
I think you're doing pretty good,
man. I think you're doing pretty good. Don't pick the other.
But the pizza was very good. And oh, the Coors Light truck.
Oh, I got a picture of that. I got a picture of that.
Put that on the Instagram.
That has to go on the Instagram.
That guy is killed.
Ass gonna get pulled over, dude. Just like fucking puts like Coors Light like decals all over his.
That was like paint. That was like hand painted, like beautifully though. It
looked gorgeous.
It was like perfect,
dude. The fucking car was dented to hell. That guy's hit every telephone pole.
That was the nicest thing on there. It was the fucking Coors Light paint.
Oh hey, speaking of shitting, remember when you talked about pooping and it fucking the liquid went back in your butt? Dude, that actually has a name. It's called Poseidon's Kiss.
is that what that's called?
That's called.
It was named by a scientist who listened to this podcast and named it after he heard
it. So, all you did was experience Poseidon's Kiss. It sounds beautiful.
Neptune's nasty move.
All right, so then we leave the fucking pizza place. We keep driving. And by the way, I'm driving the whole fucking time because it's a rental car, so no one else can drive.
Oh, thanks, Bev.
You're welcome.
Well, you were awake for
at least 30% of the drive in that back seat snoring.
Well, I get motion sickness, so I gotta sleep.
Well, there's one part where you just—I think you were sleeping, you started screaming like, "Dad, hello, Dad!"
Oh, that was the craziest.
While we're driving through a cornfield, scared the shit out of me.
Holy shit!
You started like saying that, and you're like, your body was like upright, but your eyes were half closed.
Dad.
It was my 10-minute like piss stop. Jesus Christ!
Oh, fuck's sake, dude!
That was like the scariest thing. Dad. We get to Chicago. Yeah, it fucking rules. We go to this bar called Local Option. And this is where this is the craziest part of the whole weekend. You think that shit was crazy when Bob fucking shot a nugget of shit out? No. We order beers and they play movies in this bar. I love this fucking bar. Cool. And Terminator 2's on.
Just starting. Perfect timing.
And Pierce and I have talked about this movie a million times. Like, Bob, like Terminator 2. And he's like,
I've never seen this movie.
How the fuck have you not seen Terminator 2, dude? It's
only
insane.
Person in the world who's never seen it. And just then, like a bead of sweat came down the bartender's head. He's like, these fuckers are not going away.
Dude, I have to say, there's no better way that I'd want to see that. It was basically you guys, like, commentating.
That honestly might have been the best viewing of that
play.
Movie. I've seen the movie a thousand times.
It's like a director's cut.
Because the volume was off, and it's you guys doing the fucking play-by-play. It's fucking awesome.
What's wrong with subtitles?
That's one of the best nights at a bar I've ever had in my life. We watched,
leave. We go. So we have to go check it in the hotel, because now it's like 4 o'clock.
We
drink a bunch of beers, we watch a movie, we go back to the hotel, we check in, and you guys are like, hey, it's your birthday, what do you want to do? I'm like, I have an idea. So I call the same bar back, and I'm like, hey.
No, first you were like, I want to do a bunch of cool shit for my birthday, and they're like, eh, we can't really afford that, let's go to that bar again.
So we asked him if he'd play Predator for
fucking Amazon Prime.
We asked him if they'd play Predator for us.
They didn't have it, but they
bought
it.
And I was like, hey, it's those guys from Boston, if we come back, will you fucking play Predator? And they were like, yep. Yeah. So we just got in the car and drove back to the same fucking bar. Stayed there, we watched Predator, fucking ruled. Then they were supposed to close at 10. We ended up leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning. So the owner, Tony, shout out, Local Option, shout out. He's like, dude, I'll keep the bar open as long as you guys want to fucking hang. He loves Boston dudes. Puts on The Departed.
He's the only one in the world who loves Boston.
Burying Bruce fucking watching The Departed in some fucking
dude, remember Predator starts and we're like, all right, Eric shot every time someone dies in this movie. Dude, that movie, people get fucking lit up in that thing. And like the waitress is doing shots. She's like, I just been working here for 2 weeks. I think she got fired that night.
She got fucking promoted.
People get put in the hospital and that thing. But like we were fucking blasting beers down.
It was awesome. I thought fucking ruled.
End of the night, like halfway through The Departed, I look around and like the entire staff is just staring at us. They're like, dude, get the
There's no other patrons. And the owner's like sitting with us, like drinking fucking beers, watching the movie, and everyone like,
this movie sucks. That's not even fucking Boston. Like still drinking. We're like, yeah, dude, I hope my credit card gets declined. They're like, oh, Jesus Christ, get the fuck out of here.
You just reminded me, what was the diner we went to?
Golden Apple Diner, baby.
Which... that's some of the best cheesecake I've ever had, and it's different than cheesecake around here. The way they made it.
Ladies and
so
gentlemen,
fluffy.
The only person who ordered cheesecake in any place.
I don't think it's weird that he got cheesecake at 11 o'clock in the morning when me and you got beers.
I got a Blue Moon, which I thought was going to be the fucking weakest option.
The bathroom there was amazing.
He pulled out an ace of spades. He's like, cheesecake, my man.
The bathroom with the mirror behind the toilet. So when you're...
I don't think I pissed it.
No,
I never have to piss.
But it's a full-length mirror. Basically, so when you're... It's a sit-down toilet.
What's a sit-down toilet? Dude, all toilets are... No, you have to still stand up.
Well, urinal is a stand-up one. Well, if I'm given the option, I'm sitting down and pissing in the... I'm sitting down.
Are you serious?
You were given the option in the gas station, and you didn't do it.
Well, I couldn't figure that one out. I had too
much
going
on. They're all the same,
that was 20 hours before this.
So if I'm given the option...
You weren't given the option.
Every
toilet is giving you the option.
But the point was, is I'm like, you're looking at yourself pissing. Like, so that's what you see. Like,
but you're not, because you're sitting down.
Well, this
pissing.
Time I didn't sit down because I wanted to watch myself.
Okay. So I'm still giving the option. I still stood up.
I like that, I guess.
Jesus. Yikes.
What is going on up here?
Anyways, let's move it along. Then do we even tell about the old style with the guy with the little arm and the drunk guy from Boston?
Yeah, if you need to, then we gotta keep it moving after that.
Was that on the way to the diner? Yeah, I think it was, or was it on the way back? Right?
It was so hot. It was actually hot that day, man. I get a little sunstroke walking.
I wanted to go to that diner real quick because there was like an NPR episode about that in 2001.
Jeez. Yeah.
Where some guy spent 24 hours in that diner interviewing people that came in there of like all walks of life. Only reason I wanted to go there.
That place was kind of legit. It was
Cold
awesome.
Apple Diner, man, Chicago, pretty good.
I get the cheesecake there.
Went to some fucking bar that was like literally like
old style
shithole. So, no, what was it called? It was called like Home or something like that. Home Place.
It was called like Home Tavern or something.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was called. Nobody in there. Oh, we walk in.
A gargoyle.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it was because
that kind of bar.
You're a level. What did he call you? A level 3 alcoholic.
He's like, and you are an alcoholic.
I can see it in your eyes.
Level 3 alcoholic.
He sounded like Vince McMahon.
I'm like, why me? Why not them? He's like, because I can see it in your fucking eyes.
Dude, it was that scene from True Detective when he's like, I don't like what I see in your eyes. I'm about doing business with you. This guy like took one look at you and was just like, he saw himself in a mirror from years ago.
Fuck. Well, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to own
that. And he kept telling
like
the waitress, he's like, put on white pants. I like you in white shorts.
And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, because I like how you look in white shorts.
It was so weird. I don't like the Twilight Zone. I've been living there for 20 years.
I like that.
He had a whole shtick, like a fucking
the only fucking morons that came in there that were like eating it up. This guy's like, that guy has never talked to a customer in 30 years until we came in. He's like, you guys are from Boston? There's a couch in the back, and there's a guy from Boston sleeping on it. I thought that was a joke until the guy woke up and came out.
he was a designated driver
for a guy with a little gimpy arm.
But he wouldn't admit what part of Boston he was from, which was kind of bullshit.
Literally,
but he seemed like he was from Dorchester or something.
Literally got up, they walked out, the guy with the little arm high-fived us with his little arm. They got in the car, they did a cartwheel down to the next old-style bar, which is
like
two blocks down.
It was like a mid-five, dude. It wasn't a high-five.
Mid-five.
Old-style is just PBR, or it's owned by Pabst. It's like some bullshit.
Yeah.
All right,
so we get the thing out of the way. Where the fuck do we go?
Speed it along.
All right, so
went back to the local option. Went back to the fucking hotel.
So many, blah, 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 and then we fucking came. When we drank the next day, we came home. It's a bit boring shit.
We had Malort.
Yep,
Malort sucks. Everyone knows Malort sucks.
It sucked. But because we got it split a one shot,
it doesn't matter. Dude,
ways,
trust me, it doesn't matter.
But the guy with the beer buds, it doesn't matter.
That dude was a fucking asshole.
Boring story.
Level 3
is
pussy.
All right.
So anyway, moving along. So that was a trip to Chicago. We don't have to tell every single thing that happened.
Yeah. I never even went to Chicago. That was just all made up. Go ahead. Shoot. Next.
So
what do you want?
We've been doing Carlsbergs in fiction. Bob's pointing at me. What do you want?
Well, I'm one of the. When are we going to bring up Pierce like knocking the power off last time and killing half the episode?
See, it's deleted last time. It's like four things further
down. We also brought it up in the last episode.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about that or that, so...
Okay, that's fine, because we're already 40 minutes in. So
oh, we are?
Yeah, that's why
Jesus
I'm like, we got to...
Jesus Christ.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Woo! Time
moving,
flies
moving right
you...
along, boys. So we've been doing Carlsbergs in fiction. We don't have any fiction this week,
no,
but...
No, we do.
Get Carlsberg.
Oh, all right. So I was going to do Carlsbergs in metal, but...
Yeah, you're going to do Carlsbergs in metal. I'm going to do Carlsberg in fiction real quick.
Do yours first.
All right, this movie... What the fuck is this thing called? Foucault's Pendulum by Umberto Eco. Page... Come on, dude. What the fuck?
It sucks.
Page 15 out of 114. Paragraph 2. I also knew that a magnetic device centered in the floor beneath issued Carlsbergs to a cylinder hidden in the heart of the sphere.
Whoa!
Weird that they wrote that. Umberto Eco, dude, shout out.
What's that book?
Foucault's Pendulum.
What's that about?
It's about people who fake a fucking satanic thing in a painting, like an old painting, to get like a conspiracy theory started.
Oh shit, that sounds kind of
pretty
cool.
Good. It's also about Carlsberg.
Is it from now or is it old?
No, it's from a couple of years ago. A couple of beers ago.
And for those of you out there that have heard of this band called Metallica that Bob hadn't heard of last episode, it's kind of like underground metal band. Their second record, Bob,
it's more of a stage.
It's called Ride the Lightning. Not a bad record. If you fucking have it, and want the front of the insert has like a picture of the dudes, and the back has like the thanks. And there's like thanks East Coast,
classic
thanks West
move.
Coast.
Picture in front, thanks in the back. Unbelievable.
And it literally says, also thanks to Mexican food and Carlsberg.
Nice, dude.
Just saying.
Nice. That means meatball subs.
On the inside of fucking Ride the Lightning, these boys are drinking fucking some Carlsbergs. I think they might have been like over there.
Couple
bursts. They recorded it over in Danish land, right?
They're so far away from Carlsberg now, aren't they? Good God.
No, they used to be Carlsberg dudes. Now they're just a bunch of fucking steaks.
Dude, I think Hetfield still fucks with a Carlsberg here and there. He's too dumb to get better than this.
He don't booze no more.
No, I don't think so.
He's cool when he boozes. That's why he stops, so he could fit in with everybody else. Fuck. Actually, Robert Trujillo's kind of cool, but he's not like a Metallica dude.
No, he's...
Because he was in fucking Infectious Grooves, and that shit was fucking Infectious sick.
So that's a Corona band if I've ever heard of.
Oh, Jesus Christ. For them. Don't remind me of that fucking
DJ Shorty's
fucking,
dude.
Oh, DJ Shorty's Funk Shot Groove, shut up.
We got a treat for you, Infectious Grooves.
All so right. Last time we did this episode, last time we did an episode... It got edited really nicely because I'm so fucking good at editing audio. Awesome. I suck at editing audio. But it seemed like nothing got cut out. It ends up we lost like 20 minutes of shit. So there's a couple things we got to talk about that we missed last time that we fucking talked about, but it didn't end up in the episode because Pierre stepped on the fucking power strip. Don't do it again right now.
I kicked it. I didn't step on it. I kicked it.
You fucking booted that thing. So the first was we were at that fucking We're With Stu show.
Yeah.
And Bob's boy Clevo did this fucking stage dive.
Midlife crisis stage dive.
I didn't see anybody else stage diving.
We should have brought him in so you could fucking give him back rubs and lather him up, for Christ's sake.
Was it during fucking it was during some shit.
He cleared the gap. He landed his multiple angles.
There's a 5-foot gap, dude, in between the fucking stage and the barricade.
And he made it 4.5 feet. He did it.
And it was fucking graceful.
Was it?
It was something.
I didn't see the video. He had that on fucking.
We'll put we have a picture of it. We'll put it on fucking the Instagram when we fucking post this episode. But I don't know.
I'd like to see him fold like a fucking army cot over the fucking barrier.
He fucking hung and drank some brews with you afterwards. Though. You guys were fucking friends.
No, that was my shout out when he walked away from me mid conversation.
That was the greatest dive he ever did.
I started talking and he just turned around and walked away. I was trying to tell him a story and then I called him. I was like, I used to think you were a douchebag. I think he's. Thought that I said he is a douchebag, which I don't know. And then he just walked away like mid-conversation.
He wasn't listening to you.
Not everybody has the courage to walk away from you mid-conversation. I respect him for doing that.
Yeah, usually it's the beginning of the conversation.
So that happened.
I thought that dive was fucking sick. Nobody else was diving there.
Oh, I got to fucking do something that got cut out of the
class. I see you guys are like, well, fucking, why don't you just jack him off? Next time I'll bring him in.
Show
you guys
up, dude.
Can fucking crank him off.
I'll fucking crank you off.
See me at the Banshee tomorrow, Jeff's last day. We're all fucking in there. Free beers.
This is going to probably come out tomorrow.
No, this will be out tonight. Don't worry. I'm going to sleep overnight and do this.
I'm probably going to sleep overnight. So in the event that this comes out and it's not, what is it? The 13th, Friday, August 13th. Come to the Banshee.
Friday the 13th,
come to the Banshee. Holy shit, we're going to take acid. If you want, we'll bring a bunch of acid.
Bring in guns.
That's a real selling point.
But hey, one of the things I cut out last time that I feel like I need to do is a little emo. But just very quickly, Pierce, you can refresh walmart.com right now.
Look at something else.
You know, I just wanted to say, like, even though I might not act like it, I've been going through like all kinds of crazy shit the past few months. I've been kind of fucked up, kind of in a dark place, and just want to say thanks to everyone that's been there for me, made things better for me, been a ray of light in the darkness. All my friends, fucking, I'm really like lucky and grateful to have you guys. So thank you. You're good shits. Enough emo shit from me.
I thought that was like a joke going somewhere.
No, that was it. Nobody wanted to hear that.
Yeah,
I know, exactly. Hey, I wanted to fucking like slow, fucking took care of me, all my fucking peeps, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But an even better thing is Cartnark. So last time we teased it, right? So like we didn't like, we mean to tease it because we actually played it, but it never fucking happened.
Because I kicked the fucking thing, dude. I narked on my cart.
So this is a dude. Pierce, do you want to fucking intro this?
Not really, but I'm going to do it anyway. So this guy on YouTube, who's like, he's called Cartnark. He just fucking, I thought he was from around here, Massachusetts, but he's just a fucking weird dickhead that goes around to like supermarket parking lots.
Yeah.
Wears a seersucker suit and has these magnets. And if people don't put the fucking cart away, he comes up and slaps a magnet on your car. And usually people are like, what are you doing, buddy?
And they try to like fight him and shit.
But the first one, no, I think the only people that try to fight him were the dudes in Boston, but like, or like, where
Lynn.
The fuck?
I thought it was Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn. Yeah. Which is like pretty cool that he actually went there.
It's on YouTube. We'll drop you a link, but here's an idea of what
called
the shit
people
is
lazy
like.
Bones. He's a real fucking work.
Oh, yeah. He has like a bone he gives you.
A
right?
bone,
he
yeah.
Him. All right. Looks like this.
T-phone bone.
Here, look at this jerk face over here. Again, Greg Gorey of the Cape Cod Gorey is reporting. He just loaded his car. And again, next to the car return, leaves it in the spot right there. I mean, come on, good sir. This is just flabbergasting and ridiculous. I mean, what would John Adams say?
Okay, buddy.
John Adams, born in Quincy. The only birthplace of two presidents, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, represent Quincy. What's
City up? Of peas, dude.
Boy, he's son? Just begging to get run over. He
oh,
really
people try
is.
To fucking... In that video, people try to run him over.
God damn.
So fucking good little gimmick he's got.
I could use him a couple of times. I've seen him a couple of times where he could be very useful.
I like that.
So do you know what Pierce noticed this? It's one of like your fucking greatest achievements of all time.
I've got a few of them.
Go What's ahead. Billy D. Williams' real name?
William D. Williams.
His name's fucking William D. D. Williams.
D stands for Dilliams. What's up with that dude's name? Dude? Cloud City, baby. Shout out to Cloud City.
Another. Oh, yeah, dude. He's like the mayor of Cloud City. He fucking sells the dudes up, but then he comes back.
Yeah, but he always told you he was kind of a rogue and a rascal to begin with. So.
Rascal.
He did. He was cheating at that card game when he lost the Falcons.
Fucking absolute piece of shit, dude.
Another important story we should bring up that only takes 2 seconds is when Bob introduced
really cutting corners over here. When he this isn't Wendy's, dude.
When he introduced you to his wife.
My wife.
And he goes, Liz, this is Pierce. Hey, Pierce, what's your real name?
I don't even remember this.
That was at the Gallery show, actually, because I thought it was like a nickname.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, God bless you still being a friend to me. Like the legit worst human being of all time. Yeah, I was like, what's your real name? You're like, dude, it's like fucking Pierce. And I'm like, oh, really? I was like, I'm like, it's always a nickname. You're like, okay.
Short for Billiam.
Then I bought you beer and everything was all better.
Apparently it was. I think I blocked that out of my brain like a childhood fucking trauma.
A merry fuck killer.
Who are the other people cheering for
everybody
that? They don't
goes
know
fucking ape shit. Oh, and just so everyone
it's
knows.
It's an outdoor venue too, by the way.
The only reason we have that audio is because Pierce was recording it in his pocket, which is the fucking sickest move of all time.
And it's it sounds like you're like, oh, send me that set when False Negative played in your pocket.
That can't, the intro to that song is fucking killer.
You know what we can't fucking do this week, and I'm pissed?
What's that? What? Hey, nobody sends them.
No, because you guys got to send emails to bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com.
Make sure to tell them the
Why would they? They have like a million better things.
Can we send Dan Burton another shout out?
Don't be a bunch of Metroids. Be a Dan Burton.
What's up, Dan Burton? What's up, dog? Shit's sick. Thank you, dude. We're drinking these fucking brews. They're fucking delicious.
I'm going to just drive through the fucking front of fucking Blanchard's on my way home. Thank you.
Piss, do you want to do a Stone Cold Animal Fact or do you want to do your new segment?
Let's do both. We can do them real quick. So
all right,
back
hold on.
To back.
Let me try to find the intro shit.
Are we doing the new segment?
What, you tell me. What do you want to do first?
Let's do Stone Cold Animal Facts.
I think I know what that is.
I think that nobody wants to hear about.
Not okay, are you ready? Here's
I bet
another
you whatever
one of our
speaks English.
Animal facts.
Oh my God, back at it, dude. They found another animal and there's some facts about it. Bob, can you believe this? Check this out. You know what midges are?
I can believe
little
whatever
midges?
You're telling me.
Like they're like mosquitoes. They're like really bothersome insects.
Okay.
This one comes from Dave Murphy, VIP listener.
Dave Murphy. Oh,
yeah, you better believe it, dude.
Oh boy.
In the pit and ready to fucking split.
Oh, yeah, I bet he is.
Like Van Damme. So he claims, and this is a real thing, midges, here's a tactic, quote, if you are attacked by midges, make any kind of vowel noise in the air and you will disrupt their flight pattern.
Whoa.
Dude, it's on,
whoa.
Dude.
Like,
also, snakes built the pyramids and they can speak a little bit of English. Just a little bit.
I was waiting
like, what can they say?
They can say, like, dude, we built the pyramids. What's up, dude? How you doing? Like, all this shit. Also, they love the second Bold album, which reminds me, dude, isn't your wife's cousin the drummer from Bold?
No, Zulu. Wait, he's not the drummer. He's a guitar player.
Yeah, the guitar was the drummer.
Random, like,
the guitarist was the drummer of Bold.
That random weird thing that, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude.
Small world.
After all.
Dave fucking Murphy. Huh.
Hell yeah, dude. That's the only time a written in animal fact outside of the other times and the future times.
How long did it take him to type that up?
I think he was in a fucking, he was in the shit in Vietnam when he sent that text. It sounded like he was getting really attacked, dude.
He was probably blowing the guy from 97A.
Are you ready for your new
segment already?
This is cool because you haven't heard the intro yet.
I haven't heard the intro
yet. It might
yet,
not be exactly.
You guys don't know what the segment is.
All right, so you give me, you intro it, then I'll hit the button. We'll play the intro.
Give me 1 second. Here we go. We're right about to get into it. And fuck's sake, I'm not even,
right,
I'm not even trying.
Now
to,
in a minute.
Boom, go.
Love it. Wait, you want, I just go?
Get ready for the Battle of the Beastmasters.
You guys got that down, pal.
Not today, motherfucker!
Yes!
Was that okay?
That's it. That's the whole segment. Turn it off.
Was that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. Okay, in the order I wanted it. All right, this is going to be a little segment. It's going to be, it's probably going to get canceled immediately, much like myself. But, like, it's, Bob, I'm going to ask you who's going to win this fight.
Yeah.
A series of fights are going to come up. Oh, all right, first one, Pee Wee Herman versus Corey Feldman. Fighting in that weird tunnel between Park Street and Downtown Crossing.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead. Fast.
Corey Feldman.
I guess Pee Wee Herman, dude.
I think Pee Wee
Herman.
Corey
Feldman wins that.
Pee Wee Herman has so much testosterone, he has to release it in a movie.
Ah, but maybe he released it all.
Or Corey Feldman has to get testosterone put into him when he's filming a movie.
Oh.
All right. Dr. Dre versus Fabrizio Manzetti, who's the drummer from The Strokes.
Dre.
They're fighting
Dr.
Dre. Hold on. Dre. You didn't. Oh, wait. Hold
cats?
On. They're fighting in TC's in that weird back room that's like 1 foot elevated.
Yeah, Dre.
Yeah, you're right.
I got the chrome to the side of his white socks.
Carl
hat.
Winslow versus Cody from Step by Step.
Carl Winslow every time.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, Cody was booted off that show for beating his wife until like oblivion. He's a kickboxer.
All right, so
he beat her into Bolivian.
He beat her to Bolivia.
All right. Well, now
all right. Last one. The guy who sings for Sponge versus the guy who sings for Three Doors Down versus the guy who sings for Cracker. Three-way fight outside Rags, 3 a.m., all three of their one-hit wonder songs playing simultaneously.
Oh, dude from Cracker.
Can Dan Shenette one-hit wonder each one of those dudes?
Yeah, Shenette actually wins that. Oh, and bonus episode. Here we go. Your neighbor, parentheses, who is gay, versus the guy that you met at a work lunch wearing all spandex that was super jacked and covered in fake tan. Remember you told me that story?
Oh, yeah.
He's that guy's actually a bonus
those two
episode on
are
Patreon.
Fighting on the,
I think that's a wash.
They're fighting on the roof of the Cambridge Port Saloon. Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's a wash. They just bang each other.
Correct.
Yeah, I think so.
Secondary bonus thing, real quick.
Throw in some more.
Tito Martinez versus Slobodan Milosevic fighting in your backyard on the porch that you're getting made at the time.
Is it made and it's done, or is it like
no,
in
it's
like
being
the
made? Like, he still has to build a wall.
I got walls on there, baby. Tito Martinez.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. All right, good. He's thank 5 for 5 on that
do
one.
Do we play the weird thing
no,
again?
I got Carl Winslow.
Let's just pretend that never happened. Yeah.
Not today, motherfucker!
What the fuck is that, dude?
I just blacked out. What happened?
Holy shit. Not today, motherfucker.
Bob.
I got some. If you guys talk, I'll get one.
Nobody says anything. Jesus
did you end
Christ,
it?
Dude. No, we're still
and
talking.
And what? The episode? No, we're still. We got like 10 minutes left, dude.
Just playing with my
we got
dick.
The Olympics. We got current. Oh, that's going to be a teaser for the next episode.
Can I do one of the sponsors?
We don't have time for that. We have to go to the. Yeah, go ahead.
So, in like a strange like a event, we got hit up by another sponsor and they were like, hey, we really want to have this thing. It's a treat, it's like a snack. If you have, like, in your refrigerator, let's just say, like, you have some extra hot dogs. You might have some extra, like, jack cheese.
Still listening.
Maybe you even have a pizza. You can make cheesy blasters.
What is this?
All right, cheesy blasters. You take a hot dog, stuff it with some jack cheese, fold it in a pizza. You got cheesy blasters. And then all the kids say, thanks, Meat Cat. And then Meat Cat flies away on his, skateboard.
What is that from?
It's a new food that's coming out, dude. Cheesy blasters.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
It's like the greatest song ever fucking written. Are you serious?
You got cheesy blasters.
You got cheesy blasters. Anyway, we need some fucking ash.
What's it from?
I don't fucking know.
It's a fucking sponsor for the show.
They wrote me a fucking thing. They sent us like about $8,000 and they were like, could you please do a 10
Rockstar
second?
Rockstar 13, 66.
You guys exhaust me.
Okay, listen. I lied. They sent us $30,000. I was going to keep $20,000 of it. It's $10,000.
They sent us $60,000. I was going to keep
$30,000
of it.
Christ! We don't have any to read.
We skipped it.
That's going to change next fucking time because everyone's sick of me playing.
Although I have to be honest with you. The ones we got before were kind of fucking lame. I don't even really fucking want it.
Yeah, that's going to make Jesus Christ.
Oh, somebody's going to up their game. I mean, I don't know. Fucking
can ask anything
you
want.
Do you
want
to call somebody?
Remy, Ricky, one of you guys, JD, anybody who has a kid, you got time on your hands. Write an email in.
Everybody call out one person by fucking name right now. Have them send us a fucking email.
Rick to life.
Dave
Luke.
Murphy.
I picked Luke.
I picked Dave Murphy after that thing Zangief. Contributed to you.
I picked three people who are never going to listen to this fucking thing.
I pick
Zangief.
Oh, Zangief, right in, dude.
You know? Oh, hey, before this episode's
over. Oh, we got a
Spanky
update. He's in Denver, Colorado, so lock your windows and close your storm drains.
Street melons?
Yeah, street melons. Yeah,
is he listening to this? Hey, Spanky, that's pretty cool because, hey, I sent you that microphone and that recorder and all that shit, and we're going to, like, go out on the streets and talk to people, and then, like, you just never text me back, man.
The kid is the man.
Oh, there you go.
What else? Is that
Ice,
it?
Baby.
Zero balloons in the Olympics. We got Karin. I got to Chasing Karin. I gave you a shout out at the end of the episode.
So many balloons in Chicago.
Oh, I got one more thing we have to do.
Shoot.
Hold on. This is like, dude, you know, like when like a joke bricks and like it's fucking awesome because it's like,
yeah,
not
it's been
that
all
funny.
13 episodes of this fucking
right.
podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Right? But this one actually has crickets. Are you ready? And if anyone can guess what this is, email us, hit us up on Instagram, text us.
And please explain what you're about to do. Well, I've filed the permitting in Revere and then a letter of intent with the DEP. I want to add a screened-in porch to the back of my house.
The mosquitoes part?
20-foot by 15-foot deck hope so. With a screened-in so the mosquitoes don't carry me away and a roof. That's pretty much, that's it. Okay.
Christ.
Dude, the dog just goes, okay. It's the greatest thing of all time.
Dude, this is a second. You launched, you like, I want to put a, like a, what did you say? Like, not a fence, a fucking
porch
screening so the mosquitoes don't carry me away. Do you do like that hand gesture? 1 second passes and everyone on the jury just ages by 10 years.
For those of you that don't know what that is.
Like David Lopan fucking hanging out.
It's fucking Bob's. I hate to harp on Bob. Applying to the Constitutional Committee, whatever the fuck it is, but
the Conservation Commission.
Yeah, go to the fucking link tree and
don't go to the link tree.
Watch the video.
Go to the link tree.
Every single person that watched it is like, "That's Bob. This is awesome. Why does he have all those blueprints?" It's like
nobody will
watch
it.
Shit of all. I swear to God, multiple people have been like, "Dude,
I got 10 notebooks in my pocket."
Dude, you have like 100 fucking like Bic pens in your pocket.
I said,
"Come over." Fucking Sean Taggart.
Actually,
picture from
anybody around Saturday morning. Pierce, you around Saturday morning? You want to lift some heavy 20-foot?
Yeah,
beams.
I'm down. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like that's code. You want to like lift some beams, dude.
It's hot ass beam. Explain what you're about to do.
It's fucking unreal.
Why did that guy have a weird southern accent?
I don't know. He's
who the fuck was that dude?
That guy's awesome though. The is he? David Etah. No, he's great.
David Etah?
Yeah, I don't want to. No, take his name on. I don't want to shit on that guy. I like that guy. That guy was nothing.
You know what you have
helpful.
To do?
Gotta keep them separated.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's fucking it. Dude, I'm out of shit. I'm out of gas.
Oh, we got.
We didn't talk about no bras.
Oh, wait, there's
and
more Patreon people. There's more Patreon people. So hey, thanks to all of our patrons.
What's scat?
Yeah, read them out.
That's Stone Cold Animal Facts.
Oh shit, Christ!
So the OG, the first patron, Ian Logan. What's up, Ian? My boy, fucking Carms.
Carms, dude. Quake. What's up, dude? The bees.
That's Quake.
The bee man, bee master.
Our friend, fucking Rebecca. And Dan, Rebecca motherfucking Burton. First VIP scumbag level motherfucker out there.
There's only one person that's bought us beers, and it's him.
He's the fucking man,
he's
dude.
He's the best. Who else?
I already thought he fucking ruled, but now he like proved it to everyone.
Lurking in the shadows.
I think that's it.
Nocturnal emission.
Is that it for this one?
I don't know. What do you think?
I guess so.
Do you have anything else?
I mean, there's more, but I mean, I don't really. I gotta save for something else. A
couple
of
Cleveland stories we're saving for next time.
We're going to also tease in a story about this guy named Melroy.
Oh, Melroy.
A fucking absolute legend. A homeless guy who has a podcast. It's only one episode. We think we narrowed down the Walmart he lives behind. It's like somewhere
it's in the
middle.
It's the one where you're going to get your PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, probably is.
If that's the case, let's drive
But up. We're going to keep an eye on him. Jason Karin, shout out to you.
Karin! Now we got to play Sean's fucking live set.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So, hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. Afterwards, this is Sean's set live from fucking Rob's house.
It's actually really
also,
good.
Shout out to Rob. We met you.
So, thanks for coming out. Thanks to Rob and Nancy. Appreciate everything. Yup. We're False Negative, and this is going to be fucking quick.
Yeah!
So, first song, it's called Tell You Again.
Whoop.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna go
Hey, I think I forgot to tell everyone. This band is called False Negative. You got to check them out.
You don't need to tell them that.
They're out of Wapella. You know where the fuck that is.
Pelicans. Right,
back to the show.
Bucket hats and flat brims, baby.
Yeah!
Hey, don't make out with anyone near you. We'll all be fine tonight. I don't know about you, but I got a new mustache. Great. Let's do eating pills. It's about eating pills if your back hurts. Everyone's back
hurts.
Back
in the good old days.
Eating pills! Reed, that's your cue. Nussbaum, we were singing about pandemics before there was a fucking pandemic.
2.5 years ago,
yep.
Government.
Now, come on. False negative, a little too much info there. False negative, guys. You know it does. This song is called Violent City. It's about getting arrested for spray painting. Cold locals know what I'm talking about. Nick Braulio, wherever you are, I can't fucking see you. Anyway, Clinton PD. Yep, they arrested us. Hey, never. Violent City. Let's do Violent City, motherfuckers. But we're playing it anyway, and it might be the last fucking time you ever hear it. Yeah, it's called Jesse's Girl. That's not it. Anyway, it was Jesse's Girl. This is called Catch a Charge. We do not like it.
Yeah.
stinks. Song stinks. How y'all feeling out there? Great, cool. We're gonna keep it going. Keep the set fucking moving on. I know it. I can tell. This song is Fist Fight, Reed. For sure. Hey, when I do this to you, it's just right back at me. It's just, it's like I'm in a mirror. I don't like myself. I don't expect you guys to either. Hey, this is what, thank you. This is what Termite, he's in the industry. He calls it a medley, right?
Yes.
This is song is called a medley. It's Angry Samoan Circle Jerks. We basically played it because Jeff Wilson told us to. So here we fucking go. It's a cover. Two covers in one song. This next one's called Plastic Bullets. This opens with you metal fans get some stone doomer whatever out of this fucking intro, but it's called Negativity Scene. Quickly. Another couple minutes. We're moving as fast as we can up here. This song is called Window Peeker. It is about a serial masturbator that was running around Wapella. It's a true story. There was a serial masturbator in Wapella.
What kind of cereal?
Well, my wife could describe him to a T to you. Like, she provided a description of the police artist, and it went on and on and on. But it's a true story. He was never caught. Maybe it was one of you fuckers. Let's do Window Peeker. Window Peeker.
Liquor.
Or liquor, yeah. Reed,
Mike said, hold on, you gotta wipe this guitar down. Booger on his guitar. Window picker take two, just like the Mad Jacker take two. No, Peter. It's hot here, and I do have two shirts on. I don't know why.
Whole 19's open.
This next song's called Nitwit. It's for all you lovable nitwits out there. Nitwit. Thank you. Appreciate that. Huh?
Doing another cover.
Yeah, we're doing another cover. We learned it like 2 weeks ago. It's a cover of a cover. It's Slapshot covering Last Rites. It's called Mike Mates Right. Goes out to all the Boston punks and skins. A rowdy bunch indeed. And it's called Mike Makes Right. Trip off. Just fine with me. Only three more songs. Thank God for you and us both. Yeah. What? Hey, we're just going to play the set three times. This song is called Inches.
It goes 2, 2, 6, 5.
And the chorus is, give an inch, you take a mile. Give an inch, you take a mile. Give an inch, you take a mile. Let's go, Inches. It's called Eric Stoltz. It's kind of about Eric Stoltz. You know who Eric Stoltz is. If you don't, you better fucking check yourself.
Is this because of the mask?
No, it's because of Killing Zoe.
Yeah. He was in mask.
We do have a mask reference. We're kind of obsessed with Eric Stoltz. We've got several Eric Stoltz references in this band. This is called Eric Stoltz. Feedback ruins it.
Yeah.
Take a swig because we only got one more.
That's
a slower one. Yeah. This one's Lady's Choice, by the way.
A good one to dance, dude. Make out.
Yeah.
Of course. Make sure to stick your penis in hole number.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When did this become a Red Fox routine? I don't know. Wow.
Elizabeth!
Things got real dirty up there. You guys might know it. It's by the best hardcore band of all time, Negative Approach. It's kind of an obvious one, but fuck it. It's one of the best hardcore songs ever written. You ready, Reed? 1, 2, 3, 4! Set. Appreciate you guys showing up. Thanks. Good night.